Cosby Show.
This is Johnny Martin, ladies and gentlemen, greeting you on behalf of Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Ray Noble and his orchestra, Anita Gordon, Mortimer Snerd, Ursula Twing, and our special guest for the evening, Robert S. Kerr, Governor of Oklahoma. And here's Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy.
Well, Charlie, old pal, Charlie. Are you having fun?
Yeah, well, don't palsy-lousy me, you double-crosser, you.
No. Well, Charlie, what did I do?
What did you do, yeah?
Don't you read the papers?
Mm-hmm.
Lover boy.
All right.
You told me you went to Mexico to go fishing.
All right. Well, I did.
And you got hooked.
All right.
Well, just another mouth to feed, that's all. You didn't even ask me for my consent.
Yes, well, Charlie, I'm sorry you weren't best man.
Well, I still think I am.
You do.
If he'd waited a couple of years, he could have had me.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about Oklahoma.
Yes, okay, Benedict Bergen.
Yeah. Charlie, do you know that Oklahoma City is only 56 years old and that that the state was just admitted to the Union in 1907.
My, ain't you a fountain of knowledge? And ain't it about time you dried up?
All right.
Did you say 1907?
That's right, Charlie. That's when it became a state.
You mean all these people were foreigners before that?
No. No, but in spite of its youth, this state ranks third in the production of oil.
I'd like to own one of those oil orchards.
You would?
Yeah, I'd like to become a medium-rich millionaire.
You would?
I love that liquid mazuma.
Well, Charlie, my dear boy, money would only make you unhappy.
Yeah?
Yes.
Well, I could stand a good try.
You could. Are you going to dabble in oil?
Yes, I am. As a matter of fact, I bought myself a basin dip.
Is that so? Yes.
I'm going to do a little wildcatting.
Yes.
Tonight.
Yes, tonight. Well, you can't strike oil with a basin dip.
Oh, you can if you drill in a storage tank.
Oh, yes. Yeah. No, Charlie, no. No, you should study the subject intelligently. And, of course, scientifically, like I'm doing it.
Oh, are you?
Yes, of course. I have the inside dope.
Oh, that's dangerous.
Yeah. You see, Charlie, I'm smarter than I look.
Well,
let's hope so. Or...
I love those big ears. Well, tell me, wise guy, what causes oil anyway?
Well, it comes from compressed vegetation.
Oh, it do?
Yes. Just as coal comes from compressed wood.
Is that so?
Yes, it does. And if you press wood even harder, why, you get diamonds.
If you press it harder, you get diamonds?
That's right.
Stop leaning on me, Bergen.
All right.
Now, let us discuss oil from its very beginning.
Oh, must be. Let's go back to Oklahoma 20 million years ago.
Shall I pack a lunch?
No. Of course, I'm now speaking of the days of the dinosaurs and the brontosaurs.
And the whiskey sours.
No. Why, I can see them all now. 80-foot monsters, giant lizards, flying reptiles.
Oh, Bergen, is that old trouble coming back on your head?
No. No, we know they existed because we find bones in the ground. Some bones are 15 feet long.
I'd like to see the dog that buried them.
Of course, they aren't all that old. Some of these monsters were here only 15 million years ago.
Oh, shucks, we just missed them, didn't we?
Yeah. Of course, all these animals are now extinct.
Yes, of course. How long since they extinct? How much did they weigh?
The weight?
Yes.
Well, some of them weighed as much as 30 tons.
30 tons,
yes.
Is that in a stocking feet?
Yes. Why, when you think of such gigantic animals, It makes us seem insignificant, doesn't it?
Yes, yes. After all, who are we?
Yes.
Especially you.
Yes. Well, so much for the dinosaurs. They nearly set the scene for the beginning of oil.
Oh, yes, yes.
Now, all around them is vegetation, which has started to decay. Days pass, years pass, centuries pass.
I pass.
All right, yes.
Your deal.
Yeah, yeah. And after centuries and centuries of pressure and chemical changes, we have oil. Now, isn't that interesting?
Yes, it is. It certainly is at least that.
Yes. Now, I've told you everything. Are there any questions?
Yeah. Why did you get married?
Oh, all right.
Ray Noble and his orchestra with their special arrangement of Oklahoma.
My, look at your face.
Yeah.
You look awful.
Yeah. But for me, that's pretty good.
Yes, it is. Well, tell me, why the adhesive tape on the side of your face there?
Well, I'll bet you nicked yourself too the first time you tried to shave.
Oh, I see. So you tried to shave?
Yeah.
Well, you certainly didn't do a very good job of it, did you?
Well, I did, though. I could have done better.
Yeah.
But my face kept getting in the way. Oh, good.
Well, I think you made your mistake in using a straight razor.
Well, either that or my face is too crooked.
Yeah, you see. What did you use for a lotion?
I was,
I say, what did you use for a lotion?
Lotion?
Yes.
What for?
Well, what did you put on after you shaved?
My necktie.
Your necktie, yeah, that's fine. No, I mean, what did you put on your face?
Iodine.
Iodine, yes. Did you have any trouble making your razor take hold?
No, I had trouble making it let loose, though.
Well, you see, when you made your mistake, why didn't you use electric razor?
Well, I don't seem to be built with any place to plug it in. Oh,
well, what gave you the idea of shaving in the first place?
Well, I wanted to look pretty.
You wanted to look pretty?
Yeah. When I meet the governor and the governess.
And the governess.
Yeah.
Well, I want to rehearse you on something, Mortimer. Now, remember, when you meet the governor, you address him as Your Excellency.
Yeah.
What is it?
My Excellency.
No.
Yeah.
Now, I'll bring you over to the governor and say, Your Excellency, This is Mortimer Snurd. And you say,
how do you do, Mr. Snurd?
No. No, you're Snurd.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, now what? And this is the governor of Oklahoma.
Well, glad to know you. Your governorship?
No, not governorship.
Governorhood?
No.
Well,
Your Excellency.
Oh, yeah, my Excellency. Yeah.
Well, that's that. I'm glad it's over. Well, now, wait a minute. Now, he'll say, I'm pleased to meet you.
He will?
Yes, he will.
Doesn't take much to make him happy, does it?
No. And remember, it's a great honor for you to meet the governor.
Well, it's nice for him, too.
Yeah. Why is that?
Well, there are 48 governors, but there's only one more in the snurd.
That's
Ray Noble and his orchestra with their musical version of The Breeze and I.
Now it's my great pleasure to introduce to you our gracious host, the governor of Oklahoma, Robert F. Kerr. Thank you, Edgar. And I don't have to say welcome to Oklahoma. Those thousands of people waiting outside who were unable to get into this huge auditorium tell you how happy we are to have you here.
Well, these people certainly have made our stay a very pleasant one, Governor. I appreciate it, and of course, so does Charlie.
Fine. And by the way, I haven't met Charlie yet. Where is he?
Well, you know, you sent us an invitation to visit the Capitol building this evening. And Charlie and Anita Gordon were so excited about it, they've gone on ahead.
Fine. What do you say we join them?
Very well, Governor. You're the boss. Let's go.
Sorry, Anita. It sure is quiet here in the Capitol building, isn't it?
Yes, but that's because it's Sunday.
Gee,
Charlie, I've never met a real governor before. Do you think I should curtsy?
Well, yes, if he curtsied first.
Hey, you kids. Wait a minute there. Where do you think you're going?
Well, to the governor's office. What do you do, mister?
Well, I'm the night watchman here, that's all. Who are you, friends?
Let's just say we're friends.
Well, you don't look like taxpayers to me.
You mean we're too dressed up?
Hey, just what are you supposed to be doing here in the Capitol, anyways?
Well, we just have you. I don't know.
You don't know, eh? Well, okay, go on in. I guess you belong here.
Yeah, but...
Oh, look, Charlie. There's the governor's office. And the door's open. Should we go in?
Well, no, we shouldn't. But we shall.
Gee, there's nobody here. What do we do now?
Well, why don't I sit in his chair and be governor?
Oh, darling.
I'm going to be the governor. And you know what you are? You're going to be my sociable secretary. Yeah, that's what you are. Now, let's begin. I'll just come to the office in the morning, see?
Okay. And what's the first thing I do?
Well, you do like everybody else in Oklahoma does when they start the day. They sing, oh, what a beautiful morning.
Yes, sir. That's nice.
That's nice.
There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. The corn is as high as an elephant's eye, and it looks like it's climbing clear up to the sky. Oh, what a beautiful morning! Oh, what a beautiful day! I've got a beautiful feeling, everything going my way. All the sounds of the earth are like music. All the sounds of the earth are like music. The breeze is so busy it don't miss a tree. And an old weeping river is laughing at me. Oh, what a beautiful morning.
Splendid, Miss Gordon. And remind me to put an extra oil well in your pay envelope.
Oh, thank you, sir.
No, don't thank me. I'm a busy man. Where's my appointment book?
Right there on your desk.
I'm a desk. Well, under which foot?
My. You have a full calendar.
Yeah, well, why don't you empty it? Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah. Proceed.
Yes. At 10, you lay the cornerstone for a hot dog stand.
Oh, yes. And don't forget to have my scooter escort.
Oh, yes. And at 11, you have to make a speech.
Speech at 11. Oh, yes, of course. Close, yes. That's before the rat sluggers of the city dump. We have to decide whether or not to include gophers.
My, you're a busy little man.
Oh, I'm too busy to talk about it. Busy. Take a letter, Miss Gordon.
I'm sorry, I can't find any envelope.
Yeah, well, then make it an open letter. dear sir.
Bing.
As one of my loyal supporters. Period. Now read that back.
Dear sir. Bing. As one of your loyal supporters. How do you spell supporter?
Well, how should I know? I'm only the governor.
Oh, Charlie, you're so cute.
Yeah. Well, that's the way it goes.
Excuse me. Do you mind if I come in?
Well, do you have an appointment?
Well, no, I don't. But I'd like to talk to you.
Well, I'm sorry. We've already bought our sorghum.
Ha Charlie. You see, my name is Kerr.
Kerr? Kerr, uh-huh. That's a pretty doggy name.
Your face looks familiar. I've seen it someplace.
Well, I've had it quite a while.
Yeah? Didn't I see pictures of you hanging in the post office?
I hope not.
I see. Are you wanted by the state?
Well, not after my present permission.
On a parole, huh?
You might say.
Yeah.
I've already served 2 years.
Oh, that's a tough rap. Tough rap.
Yeah.
No time off for good behavior?
Yeah.
Why were you sent up there so long?
Oh, it was just politics.
I can't understand it. You look like you have an honest face. Or is the light bad in here?
Charlie, there you are. Say, what are you doing sitting at the governor's table there?
Yeah, well, I'm the governor, Charlie. And I'm getting tired of you guys barging in on me without an appointment.
Well, but Charlie, do you know who this is?
Now, Bergen, let the boy alone.
Yeah, now you keep out of this, big boy. You know.
Charlie, you're talking to the governor of Oklahoma.
Well, are you really the real governor?
Yes, it is surprising, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, sir, one of us is an imposter. And how do I get out of here?
Never mind, Charlie, old boy. No hard feelings.
Well, thank you, your Oklahoma chap.
Yeah.
It must be wonderful to be a governor and have everyone say nice things about you.
You're new around here, aren't you? I was looking for you everywhere. I say, Governor, you know, I have the impression that I have some Indian blood in me.
Is that so?
Yes.
When did you discover this impression?
Well, when I discovered the Indians were receiving oil royalties. You know what I mean?
And what percent Indian are you?
3.2, sir. Yes.
And what's your tribe? Are you Hopi?
No. I'm just jumpy. Too much fire water, you know. Yes, as a matter of fact, I was known as Chief Shape Well Before Using.
Oh, yes.
I was a medicine man, you see.
Now, go on, Noble. You've never been in Oklahoma before.
Oh, Charlie, my dear old boy, I have.
Yeah.
I was in the race for the Cimarron country.
Oh, you mean the Cherokee strip race?
Yes. Oh, there I was, driving my wagon along, lickety-split, lickety-split. And what do you think happened?
You're lickety-split.
Well, no, as a matter of fact, it didn't, Charlie. A wheel came off.
Oh. And then what?
Oh, yes, I remember now. I was killed.
Oh. What a lovely finish. Now, will you please go out and bury yourself?
I suppose, Governor, you're bothered all day long with people like that.
I am.
Here's another one coming now.
My name is Ursa Twing. Ursa Twing.
Ursa Twing,
yeah. That's right. And I have a complaint to make. My wife and I were digging a well for water in my backyard when all of a sudden a big stream of black oozy oil erupted.
Oh. A gusher.
Well, suppose I am. I can talk all I want to. This is a free country, isn't it?
And when the gusher shot up, what did your wife say?
Well, she said, I don't know, she hasn't come down yet.
Well, then why are you complaining?
Well, I'm not talking to you, Smarto. And I'm telling you, Mr. Governor, that a horrible messy stuff went all over my garden, and I'm in a terrible state. Well, no, I'm not exactly in a terrible state either, because I'm in Oklahoma, and I think Oklahoma is just tasty.
Well, it's more than we think of you.
Why, I've never been so insulted in all of my life.
Oh, you must have been.
And Governor, pay attention, Governor. I'm a taxpayer, too, and that oily stuff is going all over my house and garden, and you've got to do something, Govy.
Well, I'll buy your property.
You will? Oh, goody, goody gumdrop. I won't even say a thing about there being a $50 mortgage on the property. Goodbye.
Again, Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Ray Noble, Anita Gordon, Mortimer Sturd, and all of us will be coming to you from Hollywood, California.